That is a piece of Never Stop Chasing, which is the theme, basically, of Reed Timmer's life. Reed, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So I feel that that guy kind of echoes that people take issue with your enthusiasm and your excitement. And if you're in the middle of a tornado, I don't know what other emotion you're supposed to demonstrate.
Yeah, I definitely do get overexcited sometimes when I intercept tornadoes, but it's because I love what I do out there as a field meteorologist and storm chaser. I love building the Dominator vehicles and outfitting them with instruments that we can launch into tornadoes to better understand their wind speeds. And that's why we use our tank-like vehicles to drive into tornadoes, but it certainly can be dangerous. But we do have a lot of trust in the design of those vehicles to survive even the strongest of tornadoes.
Well, you've got to have a lot of trust in your innate ability to understand how these weather patterns work. And I told the guy before me on the radio, I said, if I saw that Dominator thing coming down my street, I'd call the police and go, there's a weird vehicle that looks like a military vehicle. That thing is wild.
Yeah, and we've been covering a lot of ground in Illinois, actually, this year because of over 200 tornadoes in the state of Illinois so far this year, which is the second most all-time for any state in recorded history. And we've definitely had it a lot just outside of Chicago. Even just recently, we were chasing that tornado outbreak to the west and southwest of Chicago, and Streeter had some damage as well. So definitely crazy persistent tornado seasons. And we definitely chase mostly in our armored vehicle, the Dominator. It looks crazy. It looks like a street sweeper or a tank-like vehicle. And we use it to get inside of tornadoes. And it has an outer shell that's shaped such that there's always a downward force directed on it. It has spikes that go into the ground. And it also has a rocket launcher on the roof that we can shoot miniaturized sensors into the tornadoes.
It's so wild. And so you had that Dominator 3 here in Illinois for that tornado outbreak?
Yes, yeah, just the recent one a couple of days ago. And yeah, we were chasing all of those and a lot of the earlier outbreaks down near Effingham, Illinois. We were chasing that tornado as well. And the one just to the northeast of Peoria, Illinois, that happened a little bit earlier in the spring. But it's definitely been a crazy tornado season. And it seems like they're more persistent these days because we've been on the road basically since February all the way through August.
And this is something that you have been fascinated with and doing since you were a kid. In fact, your mom is featured in the movie, and she said something pretty interesting about how for you, when you fear something, you become fascinated with it, and you don't stop until you better understand it. Those are not her words exactly. That's what I took away from it. But this started when you were young, right?
Yeah, it definitely started when I was young. I was actually scared of thunder and lightning when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and then got obsessed with meteorology, the science of tornadoes, storm chasing as well. But I was interested in a lot of different sciences. I actually collected insects for 10 years. And my mom was a middle school science teacher up in Michigan. So she got me started in the sciences. And then my interest in meteorology and storm chasing continued to blossom. And as soon as I got my driver's license, I realized that I didn't have to wait for the storms to come to me anymore, but I could chase after them. And then I moved to Oklahoma from Michigan to study meteorology and went to the University of Oklahoma for 17 continuous years because I was storm chasing quite a bit at that time as well. But yeah, just my passion for meteorology started at a very young age and continues to grow with time as well.
When you're not in the Dominator 3, you're usually in a rental car, and I just don't know how you are not on a do not rent list with car rental agencies.
I'm actually banned, I think, by all the major
rental car
companies out there. In the film, we the Dominator broke down, so we had to use a rental car to chase that Greenfield, Iowa EF4 tornado.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw. The film opens on the 21st. It will be airing right here in downtown Chicago at AMC River East 21. You've got to see it. And because you have a PhD, because you are a meteorologist, because this is your life's passion, what is your take on why we now have twice as many tornadoes in Illinois that we've ever recorded?
Well, I think it's related to a warm blob of water in the North Pacific. Pacific called the North Pacific Oscillation, and that encourages basically a train of troughs that will move across North America with a high pressure area centered over the Pacific. And that really started around 2023, and I think that's why we've had these crazy active tornado seasons. And then you have La Nina and El Nino happening that oscillates up to 1 to 2 years. We've got a super El Nino out there right now, which is displacing the jet stream further south, and that's why the tornado season has continued well through summer and might even just continue into the fall.
There's some very solemn moments in the film. One of them is about the death of Tim Samaras and Carl and Paul, people you know, people you were friends with, people who also do what you do. Do you think you're going to die chasing storms?
No, I don't think so. I always assume that I'll make a final adjustment right at the end, or if the tornado's too strong, we won't go inside of it. And we have a lot of trust in the Dominator vehicles as well to keep us safe inside of tornadoes. But it's not a guaranteed survival. We've been inside of a tornado that spun us around 180 degrees because the spike system failed. And there's an intercept in the movie, Never Stop Chasing, where the hydraulic system failed in the path of a big wedge tornado in Custer City, Oklahoma. And we just put the Dominator in the ditch to help give us a little bit more safety inside of that tornado. But I hope to be storm chasing for decades to come, maybe 40 or 50 years with medical advancements, hopefully. But my passion only continues to grow, and we hope to inspire the future generation of scientists and storm chasers as well. And that's why we definitely encourage everybody to see the movie. It's going to be in 150 theaters throughout Tornado Alley and the new Tornado Alley, including right there in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I encourage people to see it. And next time, Reed, roll up the windows, right? Okay, just roll up the windows.
Yeah, I need to remember that and deploy the spikes.
Yeah, great to talk to you. I found the film to be really interesting, and now I'm more intrigued about your life. I hope we can chat again.
Thank you so much for having me. Never Stop Chasing.